Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Namaste, yogis. I'm Andrew Seeley, here to welcome you to the Yoga Revealed podcast. I believe one of the most enlightening things that you can do for yourself is immerse your mind, body, and spirit in yoga. Yoga is union, and when we unite, together we inspire flight to uplift the world. Your path to awakening to the transformative power of yoga starts now.
I like to take self-portraits in a respectful, like you said, but also playful and sensual manner. And I think everything with taste, I think you know if you're going a little overboard or not, and it just depends on how you feel about it. Because the more you're comfortable with the decisions that you make, the less you need other people to agree with you. And you know, it doesn't matter what other people say, as long as your intention is pure and truth to yourself.
Today, I have the great grace of interviewing Naya Rappaport. And let me just tell you, this woman is one of the most sweet, genuine yogis you'll ever meet. After an incredible morning of vegan pancakes, yes, vegan pancakes, and Santa Monica sunshine, we sat down to talk about how to stay creative while staying true to you. Listen close as Naya reveals her top tips for cultivating a passionate practice while staying rooted in self-awareness. Namaste, Yoga Revealed listeners. So excited to be here for another epic interview with another absolutely incredible yogi. I happen to be here in Santa Monica, sitting across from the one and only Naya. How are you?
Hi, Andrew, and hi, listeners. It is a complete honor to be here with one of my great, great friends, Andrew. So thank you for having me.
Definitely. Thank you for being here. It's such a beautiful communion, you know, coming all the way from last time we saw each other, which was in Palm Springs, and now here we are in sunny California, where there happens to be some wild wildfires, and I feel like we live in a very pivotal time in the atmosphere of the world, and I just want to touch on some of those issues. But first, I want to hear about you and how you first found yoga.
I first was introduced to yoga by my mother. She took me to a Hot 26 class when I was 9 years old, and I did the floor series. It's 26 postures, and they didn't allow me to do the whole thing, so I just went in for the half, and I loved it, and it became a way that we could share quality time. And any time that I would come back from Dominican Republic, and for summer or any vacation, I would practice with her, and that's the gift that she gave me. In 2012, I decided to dedicate myself to practice daily asana, and it changed my life completely. That's when truly the magic happened.
So through a daily practice, that's really when you started to feel a difference in your whole life?
Yes, 100%.
And what was like the first noticeable difference?
Well, after each and every class, I just felt my mood completely change. So that's the instant feeling, instant gratification after each class. I knew something magical was happening, but I couldn't pinpoint it. I was just like, wow, I feel good. My day is going great. You know, I just did yoga in a heated room. Nothing can bother me. I already like achieved and accomplished more than I could ever imagine just by doing one yoga class. So it made me feel like a superhero almost.
And did you have a background at all in yoga or in dance, or were you just doing yoga because you felt it was good? What was your inclination to go to your first yoga class?
My mother, she was a professional dancer, and she was an Alvin Ailey in New York City, ballerina. She did ballroom, Afro dance, and she stopped dancing. Well, she always continued to dance, but she stopped it as a career and profession because she had me at a very young age. And after that, she just found yoga years and years ago, and she loved it. It became her new way of, it gave her that structure, and her coming from that dance background, she loved it. So she passed it on to me, and she taught me my moves. She entered me in talent shows.
Is that when you got your incredible, like, you've got such great dance moves. I remember, like, I would say even like at the first retreat that we ever did for Aloe, we just jammed.
We hit the
dance floor and immediately connected through dance.
We're always dancing.
Maybe it's like an island vibe, you know?
Yes, definitely.
So you're from where again?
Dominican Republic.
Awesome. And yeah, being from Barbados, I feel like just growing up really allowing that vibration to be expressed through movement.
Yeah.
It feels so good. So it's beautiful to witness that in you.
100%. You know, in DR, we don't even need much, we don't have much, but what we do have is a happy attitude, and that music brings it out in us. Mm-hmm. And as long as we have music, we're dancing in the streets. It's fine.
I feel that's the island vibe as a whole, you know, really bringing people back to that communion of Lila, divine Lila, dance, feeling that vibration through your soul. So how would you say that your dance background has informed your yoga practice?
My dance background, it gives me just that freedom of flowing, so I could add my own flair to the poses and transitions, which is really fun. But I love yoga because it gave me the alignment, and I also like the structure of it, especially like the traditional Ashtanga or Bikram, and I just like the structure. But dance, and if I play music when I'm practicing my asana practice, I feel it, so that vibration goes in my body, and then I'll just move with the music and transition and add my own little rhythm and tempo to, you know, my practice, which is fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what would you say has inspired your practice most thus far? Because I feel like, you know, some people are inspired by teachers, some people are inspired by inspiring others. What really drives you to continue practicing daily?
I practice daily to be a better person, 100%. It truly grounds me, but it also elevates me. And the practice itself, it inspires me because it's never ending. It's going to be a lifelong practice for me till the end of my days. Mm-hmm. And people inspire me, like you. And the yoga community inspires me, and also sharing my love and passion with others. And just teaching, it lights my soul. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. And just for a little history, when did you first start teaching versus practicing? Because obviously, you know, you had your own practice first and really had to get into your body and kind of like find your own flow before you started teaching?
Yes, I practiced and I was just going to studio classes for a long time, and finally a very close friend. She's actually in the other room, Twi. We bonded and she told me, hey, I'm doing this teacher training. I think you should do it with me. And I was skeptical at first. I was nervous and I'm like, I don't want to be a teacher and, you know, I don't want to do it. She's like, it doesn't matter. It's not about becoming a teacher. It's more about you love yoga. Why not do it? Why not learn the philosophy and the eight limbs and learn more about this beautiful practice and where it came from? And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Let's do it. So yeah.
We did it together.
Yeah, we did it together. Definitely. Awesome.
And where was your first training at?
It's in Boca Raton by Leslie Glickman, and it's at Yoga Journey Studio. It's this amazing studio. It's $10 per class. She's not changing the rate because she really truly believes that yoga is for everyone, doesn't matter. And, you know, price shouldn't be the issue for you not practicing. So
that's such a beautiful way of starting a studio. I feel like when you really come into that space of seva, and bringing, you know, people to a community that's open, armed, and just willing to serve, it really brings forth a deep-rooted family. And what that causes is like that deep connection to each and every student who comes to class. So is that where you first started teaching?
100%. And yes, I started teaching at Yoga Journey. Yep. I loved it.
Like that family vibe there?
Oh my gosh, yeah, once you walk in, you just feel the energy, and everyone knows each other by name, like first name, you already know them, like, oh, hey, and hugs, and actually something that I love is that if you go to Yoga Journey, you hug on the left side as opposed to the right, because that's where our hearts are at, so we bring our hearts together.
That's the way. And so in your practice and in your teachings, what do you wish for your students to feel from you that makes you different than other teachers?
So each week I prepare a theme for the classes that I'm about to teach. So I could theme anything pretty much. It just depends on how I'm feeling. I could talk about satya, living your truth. I could talk about, you know, being perfectly imperfect. It just depends. So for that week, I'll just really just focus on a word or a feeling, and I'll go on from there in the classes. And I'll still give you the maybe that workout that you came in for, because I do teach a vinyasa class, but I want you to leave with or be in the class and still have deep thoughts or positive conversation with yourself, or just have a really amazing time, because I think it's the whole practice is also, it's mainly about the experience, and I want to provide that experience for you. That's what I like in a teacher, so I want to give that to my students.
And in the environment of yoga today with, you know, Instagram and YouTube and, you know, now we've got Alo Moves. I heard you just filmed a little bit of content with Alo Moves. And what would you say you're really excited to share with the community today?
I am so excited to just share my truth.
What is your truth?
My truth is complete love and just having this practice that changed my life and has made me a better person. And I want to share that with those who need it and those who need an extra uplift or boost. And I can't complain. I'm a happy person. So
I feel like that's been our connection since the day that I met you. Like, you're just such a happy being. And I love to see other people who are truly happy in being themselves and completely being unapologetically themselves. Like, you dance, you dress up for Halloween in your Catwoman costume. Like, you're one of the most playfully sexual people that I've seen, but at the same time very reserved and respectful about your playful side as well. And I really, really admire that, because I feel you know, nowadays with so many people being objectified on social media, it's so often that you know, people can get into this spiral of just posting to be sexual without having like a real message behind it. And one thing that I really appreciate about what you post is that there's a deep sense of resonance with your sexual side, while at the same time being very, very respectful to this body, this vessel. And so would you speak on that a little bit?
Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you. I'm taking all that in. So thank you so much, Andrew. Well, I do like to express my feminine energy. I love bodies. I think they're so freaking beautiful, each and every body, literally. So I just own mine, and I'm not afraid to show my fierceness, or, you know, I come from a photography background as well. So I like to take self-portraits in a respectful, like you said, but also playful and sensual manner. And I think everything with taste, I think you know if you're going a little overboard or not, and it just depends on how you feel about it, because the more you're comfortable with the decisions that you make, the less you need other people to agree with you. And you know, it doesn't matter what other people say, as long as your intention is pure and truth to yourself.
And what do you feel brings that sense of confidence?
Self-study. Svadhyaya, self-study, definitely. And that came on my mat, really paying attention to the way I do things on my mat and to the way I do things off my mat, how I live my yoga. And that's really important. Mm. Breaking small habits. It all starts baby steps.
And what does that mean, to live your yoga?
To live my yoga is, for me, is understanding the eight limbs. And then from there, slowly incorporating them as much as you can without any pressure or self-judgment, like doing your best, definitely. You can't be so harsh on yourself. You know, once you know better, you do better, and then continue from there and recognize and really take responsibility for your actions.
And with that being said, you know, the eight limbs, I feel, are so instrumental for yogis to truly embody, because I feel like to call yourself a yogi is one thing, but to act from a place of being a yogi is another. And I wanted to talk about your diet, what you eat, and what you feel is the resonance of what you eat and how you're able to move forward as a yogi.
What you put in your body is important, as well as what you speak and what you see, and even the way you, what you put on it as well. So just really paying attention. For me, I am now plant-based, and I feel better about it and lighter, and I now have a new appreciation of vegetables. And
how did that come to be?
Inspiration from friends that are plant-based, and it was an easy switch. I am Jewish, and my religion, you don't eat pork, shellfish, so that was out of the question. And then I stopped slowly. I weaned down to just chicken and fish. And then after that, I was just like, okay, well, I don't really need chicken. So I stuck with fish. And then after fish, I'm just like, I'm done. Like, you know, I don't want to eat anything with a face.
Mm-hmm. And how long has that been?
It's been almost 2 years now.
And you feel a lot different?
I feel much better. And again, I just feel lighter. And I feel healthy, extremely healthy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's good. It's all positive, definitely.
I always love asking because I've been vegan now for 8 years, and it's just been, you know, such a interesting thing to witness, because when I first started, it wasn't even for, you know, like the idea of being vegan. It was more so for health reasons. Like, I mm-hmm. just felt physically better, mm-hmm. especially playing soccer, when I was just lighter, able to run faster, didn't have a whole lot of recovery time because the lactic acid buildup in the muscles and the burning sensation. And in practicing yoga every single day, it was like my body was just so much more clear and clean. And I feel like, you know, there's different telltale factors for people and different reasons. You know, some people are more for the ahimsa, the sense of compassion with other animals, but some people kind of like are more attracted to the health reasons, what would you say were some of the main things that attracted you to becoming fully plant-based?
Mainly animals. I mean, I come from an island, so I was raised with a bunch of chicken in the backyard, actually, and hens, and my uncle, you know, you could just kill them in the back. Oh, it sounds strange. You just kill them in the back, and then you eat it, and that's it. But everything that they're doing to the animals in today's age, because you need to feed so many people, it's just too intense, and I just want to not be a part of that group of people that are consuming so much meat and or consuming meat at all. And you know, I'm only one person, but you know, it's like that story of the starfish story. If you throw them back into the ocean, it's only one, but you're still saving that life in a way.
Totally. And with that being said, I feel like we live in a very pivotal time in history. I mean, you know, we're sitting here in Santa Monica, where right down the way, there's, you know, I was in Topanga Canyon and we're being evacuated. And, you know, we've got all types of natural disasters happening all around the world. You're in Florida that just got hit by a couple of, you know, huge hurricanes. And with all of this happening, how would you say we as yogis can truly make a difference?
Mother Nature is definitely trying her hardest to say something. And I just believe, again, do your best. Ahimsa, and really pay attention to the details. You know, decrease your plastic intake. You know, if you don't have to, you know, use your vehicle, you could always, like, ride a bike. Or just do your best.
So mindfulness.
Yeah, mindfulness.
Be present.
Yeah. Be present, stay mindful, and yeah.
For the teachers and the practitioners of yogis who are just kind of getting their foot through the door, what would you say are three words of advice to kind of help them on their path? Three tips that you could help, you know, people who are just starting out their yoga practice, who are just understanding the practice of yoga and really, you know, need a little motivation to help them keep going.
Every single day, it's going to change. And there will even be some days when you don't want to get on the mat even. And those are the days when you need it the most. Stay dedicated. Be patient. Know that it's a literally lifelong journey and practice. It is a way of living. And stay true to yourself.
And what does that mean to be true to yourself? Because you keep mentioning that, and I want to hear your full description of being true to yourself.
I guess that's so important to me. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. Being true to yourself is being honest, not doing something that you don't want to, or again, just being completely blunt and real, to the point that you're not, you know, hurting or harming others with your words, but, you know, you want to make sure that you are satisfied and it brings you joy. You're not just doing it because of some frivolous reason. It must know your why, knowing your reasons. That's knowing your why.
Definitely. I resonate with that a lot. I feel like why you do something is far more important than doing it. Because the essence of moving forth into this karmic predicament, it's like, if you have an intention behind what you do, it will make what you do that much more potent and that much more effective in reaching the people who you want to reach.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's it.
Well, with that being said, I want you to just give our Yoga Revealed listeners one golden nugget about how to stay in that zone of practice, in that zone of leading a yogic lifestyle. One golden nugget that you could leave our listeners with that has guided you to the light.
We are human. Mistakes happen. Don't be so harsh on yourself. Just remember, Your heart is beating. You are here for a reason. You are completely freaking amazing and unique, and the world needs you.
Blessings, Naya. Thank you so much for your time today. The Yoga Revealed listeners are enlightened with your light and empowered with your inspiration. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Andrew. You are the absolute best. Just being in your presence lights me up, and I'm completely inspired right now. I'm going out into the world with a smile on my face, and hopefully that smile can be contagious and everyone can just be smiling after.
Definitely. And for our listeners who may be new to you, where can they find you and what can they look forward to doing with you?
You could find me on social media. I am known as Nayita, N-A-Y-I-T-A, V as in Venus, P. I have a website, Naya Rappaport, and I'm also working with Aloe Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, super stoked to find you at those awesome resources, and blessings to you on your path. Thank you so much for your time today. Excited to see you in Florida or in Mykonos, wherever life brings us, and super excited to reconnect and make more magic in the future.
Amen. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you so much for being an active part of this Yoga Revealed union. We are in this together. And thank you for listening, taking the time to truly hear this inspirational interview with Naya Rappaport. You can check out more on her website, nayarappaport.com. Also, make sure to leave us a 5-star review if you truly appreciate the interviews that we do. It keeps us rolling and keeps us able to share this information with the world. Make sure to share this episode with a friend and also leave us a comment at yogarevealed.com. Have a blessed one. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Enjoy the day and namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're concerned about mental health or looking to get into self-improvement, join me at the Piece by Piece podcast. There, I'm interviewing everyday people and experts alike about how to overcome difficulties around mental health. Speaking of which, I just released an interview with a mental health historian and another with two friends who are healthcare workers.
If these conversations interest you, check us out at Piece by Piece. That's Peace with an A, B-I, and then Peace with an I. Thank you so much.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.